You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters Live. Welcome to the podcast that showcases the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and I'm a gastronaut. This edition is made in partnership with Milbo. And today we're looking at the issue of food waste. The latest figures suggest that we still produce around 143 kilos of waste per person per year in the UK. And in the war against waste, one of the main battlegrounds is shelf life. If we can improve this, we can reduce the mountain of food that we will throw away. But many traditional methods to increase shelf life simply don't fit with consumer concerns about healthy eating. Additives, salt, sugar, and fat, they're just not on trend. And those manufacturers keen to have as clean a label as possible aren't generally shouting from the rooftops about the presence of nisin or trisodium phosphate. So the food industry is on the hunt for clean label ingredients that can extend shelf life. One company taking this challenge very seriously is Milbo, the global player for clean label solutions to industrial bakeries. So I'm delighted to be joined by Arpit Vassan, Vice President, Enzymes and Shelf Life Solutions, Milbo. Hello, Arpit.
Hi, Stefan.
Very, very good to have you. And we've also got Janet Maidment, Area Manager for Milbo. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Stefan.
Fantastic. Welcome to the podcast to both of you. Great to have you. Let's start with the clean label trend. So Arpit, do you see this as a real growth area going forward?
Yes, for sure. Definitely. It is one of the biggest trends at the moment. And we see it as a necessity for the future. You know, our customers are actually increasingly focused on, you know, clean label options, on label claims, on what goes onto the label. This is also something which we see from the supermarkets as well, that they're also pushing the clean label. And that's what, you know, the consumers are also looking for, a cleaner product and a cleaner solution.
Yeah.
So the trend is ongoing. Yeah.
And so manufacturers want it. We hear loads about it. And we certainly talk about it a lot on this podcast. But how big an issue is it really for consumers?
Well, it's actually becoming more and more relevant. Any trend is always controlled by the consumers and not by the producers, because consumers are the ones that drive, you know, the whole momentum. And we have seen, you know, a lot of, like, EFSA is very strict on what goes into the label, what goes into the food. And we have seen more and more scientific studies as the science progresses. And there is always a limit on to how much chemical preservatives or how much chemicals can be added onto the product. And, you know, furthermore, on the legal point, the label claims are becoming more and more complex. And it's absolutely certain for our customers and for the consumer to see what is going inside. And the current pandemic, the corona situation, has really made consumers more aware of what they're consuming, how the product is made. And we have seen a huge shift on the consumer end. Their mindset has changed more towards natural and cleaner product. And I think, Stefan, you would be also following such a trend.
Yeah, absolutely. So Janet, the issue is that these additives used in many products, so they do serve a purpose, don't they? Increased shelf life is one of them. So first off, how much do you think that food waste could be reduced by extending shelf life?
Well, yes, it can be significantly reduced. Our product, ExtraGuard, is an ingredient, not an additive, and is a botanical extract. Therefore, it lends itself to be used in food products which currently do not have any shelf life protection, thereby increasing the longevity of the product. We have an example, for instance, of a blueberry cake muffin that had only 6 days shelf life. There was no additive for protecting the product from mold. Now, by using the ExtraGuard, an extra 6 days of shelf life was gained. So 12 days in all. That meant less wastage and more money in the manufacturer's pocket.
And so, Arpit, if we're not using additives to do that job, we need to find clean label alternatives. And that's an area that you've been working in, isn't it? Can you tell us all about it?
So, you know, like we at Milbo, we started off with introducing fermented flour, which is one of the replacer, natural replacer for calcium propionate that is used in the bread industry. And latest, our latest innovation, and where we also got the award at Food Matters Live, was ExtraGuard. This was the latest product that we launched at Milbo, and which confirms, you know, like our lead, like we are the leading manufacturers. Also, we are the trendsetter for clean label solutions. And keeping that in mind, we developed ExtraGuard, which is a unique ingredient that is derived from the roneberry, natural botanical extract. This natural solution has been fine-tuned, let's say, by extraction and purification of the whole roneberry by using water extraction and filtration rather than using chemicals. So the whole process of making the extract is very natural. And that results in a very clean label, natural botanical extract. And in fact, wherever sorbet is used, ExtraGuard, we have seen so far, has the same effect on the efficacy. Like, you know, Janet was mentioning about the blueberry cupcake. And that is also one area where we, you know, we focus on the sweets and other bakery component. But apart from that, being coming from a plant origin, the product naturally becomes vegan as well. So it's also suitable for vegan industry, which is also another trend set, especially in the European region. So how we came into it was basically because, you know, the name sorbet is actually coming from the botanical extract from where we take, you know, the sorbus acuiparia. That's the name of the botanical extract, the botanical name of it. And that's where the name sorbic acid also comes from. And we looked into it. And like mentioned, ExtraGuard is a clean label, non-GMO, vegan product. The innovative solution, you know, the nature of this clean label ingredient allows our customers to declare plant extract slash or botanical extract with the name of the species like sorbus acuiparia as an ingredient, and it's not as an additive.
So, Janet, how does it increase shelf life? Which elements in the product are doing the preservation?
Well, it's the whole of the roneberry. The roneberry is a natural occurring sorbic acid. So it's the actual contents of the berry that is used. The whole of the berry is used.
Now, Arpit, this might be a good point to talk about Milbo. Can you briefly introduce us to the company? You know, give us an overview of the business and the ethos behind it.
So Milbo is an Italian baking ingredient manufacturer. We started from late 80s until today. We have developed industrial bakery ingredient based on innovation, research and study of fermentation and enzyme technology. And linking all this together with a specific knowledge and expertise in the bakery world. Milbo, or Milbio, today is the group iconic lifestyle trademark born from the aggregation of companies with the same vision and bringing natural solution and sustainable ingredients to the food production chain. The group can distribute worldwide. We reach to global customers with a team of our sales managers and excellent customer service. And manufacturing plants can produce 35,000 tons with an annual turnover exceeding more than $50 million. We're a mid-sized company, so we are very flexible and we can really act very quickly to the demands of our customers and to adapt to the needs of the market. And this is all possible due to our state-of-art laboratory services, which is focused on R&D, research and development totally. The R&D service is located in Italy, in Trecate, and we have got 6 dedicated food technologists working together with the vision of creating a cleaner tomorrow. So that's basically the gist of Milbo.
And how did you get to this stage? Why did you come up with ExtraGuard?
Well, the reason to come up with ExtraGuard, we were already, like I mentioned, we were already in the market with a natural replacement for sorbet. And then we also wanted to understand more about other preservatives which are going in. And sorbet is the second most largest used preservative across the food industry. And so ExtraGuard was really born from in-depth study of potassium sorbet, which started almost a few years ago, 6 to 7 years ago, where we discovered that, you know, the sorbet name itself, like I mentioned, is coming from the botanical extract. The botanical name of Sorbus acuiparia is basically the roneberry. And that's when we began a series of studies which led us to understand that from the same plant through a natural process of extraction, it is possible to obtain a 100% natural ingredient with the same function as sorbet, but have a greater advantage on the label. So, you know, really going with the clean label solution into the market.
Absolutely. So, Janet, I mean, roneberries have always been around. Why haven't they been used more widely in this way before?
Well, it's really when you use something that is natural, there is the cost, the yield, and the long R&D for extensive trials. Using chemicals is much easier and a cheaper option. It's only been in recent years that the major multiples and food manufacturers have been pressurized to find natural alternatives to e-numbers. Using natural alternatives is always going to require commitment on the part of the manufacturer and their customers.
How can ExtraGuard be used in different products? So, you know, do some products throw up different challenges? And if so, where have you seen the best results?
Well, ExtraGuard can be used wherever other shelf life extenders have been used. As Arpit has already said, it's vegan and it's non-GM. We have seen great success in cake products, fillings, fruit fillings, low sugar jams, cheese, and even in personal care products. The only area where it is challenging is in yeast-raised bread products. The natural sorbic acid has an adverse effect on yeast. It can be used, but the quantity of yeast would need to be adjusted and longer proving time. We've seen great success in flatbreads such as tortilla, but there is no issue with yeast. So, as I said, we even have customers outside of the food industry that have found our product can be used to increase shelf life.
So when you remove more traditional preservatives, what implications does that have for formulation, for taste and for texture? Have you had feedback on that from customers?
Yes, we have. We have found very little issues in changing formulations, taste or texture. The product itself has a very slight fruity taste. If a manufacturer is currently using a shelf life additive, then the quantity of the ExtraGuard would need to be used at 3 to 4 times the traditional chemical additive.
Hello there, only me. I just want to break into the conversation to say that if you're enjoying this episode, then you might want to check out an upcoming Food Matters Live masterclass in association with Milbo. It's about how to deliver product longevity in a clean label way. Just go to foodmatterslive.com to register. And now, back to the chat. Now, preserving food has a fascinating history to it. There are lots of traditional products that have been put to use in this space over the years: salt, sugar, fats, you know, various different preservation methods. So, Arpit, what are the challenges that you're facing when trying to get people to use your product?
We're not facing a very tough challenge, to be honest, because like I mentioned before, that we are known in the industry, especially in the baking industry, for providing natural preservative, natural solutions. And we have been market leaders for fermented flour, which is a natural replacement for calcium propionate. And, you know, when you compare the pricing and the cost in use, it more or less lands at the same scenario with ExtraGuard as well. So having said that, one of the main points is to be able to correctly convey the advantages on the label declaration in relation to the use of ExtraGuard. Cost in use and price difference with chemical sorbate must be understood. And even though on the face value of the product is slightly expensive, but the difference in the pricing of the end and the final product, and like, you know, the benefit, for instance, the example that Janet gave on the blueberry cake was that if you get 1 week extra shelf life, there is less wastage, and economically, overall, it makes an advantage to use ExtraGuard as a clean label solution. And last but not the least, you know, what we have seen, the advantages on the declaration on the label and the dosage and the right application is really the key for the success of ExtraGuard.
So more widely, there's a very complex regulatory environment around new ingredients. Which regulations have you had to take account of to bring this new product to market?
We have consulted and worked closely with several lawyers from different countries like Italy, Germany, UK, in order to verify the local legislations for the declaration on the label where ExtraGuard is used. Also, in order to have a general opinion on the subject. And according to all the legal opinions that we have got on ExtraGuard, it can be declared as an ingredient and not as an additive to the final product. And the label is again going as botanical extract, plant extract, with the name of the Sorbus acuiparia as the origin of the extract.
Okay. So just last question for both of you, really. Let's start with you, Janet. What's next for Milbo, both in terms of the business and for new advances like ExtraGuard?
Well, because of the way philosophy has been in Milbo, we will constantly be looking at new innovative products which are clean label, so e-number free, and that are sustainable. All of that, which is the issues for today. And preservation is one of the foremost areas, because waste, the environment, are again such important issues to everybody.
Okay, that makes sense. And Arpit, what about you? What do you see as the next stage for Milbo and for new advances?
So I would be like, you know, adding on to what Janet just mentioned, to be pioneers in providing our customers and the society, you know, this is a big problem, with innovative solutions by using our strength to create more natural, e-free product, and to also have synergistic formulations with preservative, you know, because there are many things which are used along with the preservatives, like enzymes are used. So the next step for ExtraGuard would be really to have a combination of ExtraGuard with fermented flour. In that case, we really remove more or less all the preservative which is used, so calcium propionate and also sorbates together, and combine that with our knowledge of enzyme technology, and also to create a solution which is combined of both ExtraGuard, fermented flour, enzymes, to create a whole solution and create new formulation based on specific products. It can be cakes, can be breads, and so on. So to really have some innovative solution in the baking industry.
Fantastic. Well, Arpit Vasan and Janet Maidman, thank you both so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with Milbo. If you did, we've now published over 200 editions of Table Talk, exploring the whole landscape of the food industry. We've got everything from a series on green jobs to debates on agritech hotspots and sustainable diets. Why not check them out at foodmatterslive.com? Just search for the topic you want to explore. Follow to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform, and thank you so much for listening.